If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Lincoln. I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And I believe you told me, Bill, that Shindaddy's on vacation.
He's on vacation, so there's nothing going on up there for about next Tuesday, actually. He's on a week-long vacation. But the cleanup was a lot, you know, from Tropical Tuesday, just to get you got a bunch of dehumidifiers in there today, going pretty hard to get that down and trying to get all the moisture off the windows. So that was a big day for me.
I imagine they had to work all night to clean.
They did. They had six macaws in there.
Right.
And so there was a lot going on.
A lot of droppings, probably.
Yeah, a lot of droppings. I didn't have to get into that, Jake. But
Given the whole story here.
Yeah, they do. They have to go to the restroom.
They do.
So there were macaws.
Yes, there's a lot going on to get. So things are kind of, they're working on things, getting things cleaned up.
I just imagine the workers are excited to go to work today and not be 90 plus degrees in there.
Imagine all normal day. AC. They had it at 96. 96.
That was probably passed out.
No, it was a lot. And they had to keep hydrated. So tellers took a shot.
Shindy would never put his workers in peril.
No, he knows that. It's better. Actually, it's good. Most people thought it was really good for their skin. Yeah. They're really good at this. Like, oh, this community is really good for our skin.
And good for the town.
Yes, good for the town. I came up with something for it might be an interesting note. We talked about the running back situation earlier. So Rudy did some research, and I think there was one out of, the last four or five rounds, there was one running back taken that was ranked in the top 100, like 45th. The other ones were no rankings out of high school.
Who are they? Give me some names.
Well, I don't have them right now. Rudy has that. But here's the interesting part is, right now, who's the running back that people are counting on a huge year for Nebraska?
University of
Nebraska.
Emmett Johnson.
He was 85th.
Yeah. He was an add-in.
Yeah. 85th.
He was an add-in.
My point is that, so that's the one right now that everyone is counting on and feels he's very good. Mm-hmm. And he was 85th.
And the number two was an add-on, too. Yeah. Quentin Ives. Yes.
I mean, and so my point of it is like, you know, when you start thinking like, okay, he's a 75th guy. Well,
because to be pretty good.
An 85th guy is now your starting running back in Nebraska.
Yep.
And Nebraska feels very good about it.
Downplaying.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just educating the masses of sometimes how lists sometimes can get a little bit skewed on whether. Now, it also can go be the exact opposite, where it's like you have an 85th that's your one right now. you can have a bunch just the opposite direction that was 12th that now is like he's not even close, right. Remotely close to being a running back at this level. Mm-hmm. And he was a highly recruited number. That I've seen that more times than not. The thing you have to remember about running back, it's a lot like receiver. Receivers way more. But when you go in like that, the number of running backs are on the board, you can find they're everywhere. Is it try to find a D lineman? Just try that out.
Oh no!
And then you're try right. to do that. And yeah. It's kind of like that. I was thinking about Nebraska on this one also. We talked about what are they going to be like defensively? Then right away you keep reading this stuff about Ty Robinson just killing it at
yep.
camp.
We have
with hard the Eagles. hard to replace 6'5", 290.
Oh yeah.
That was extremely athletic. And right now you read
this is a wrecker.
You read some of the comments by the all pros at. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are like going, this guy is incredible.
He wrecks yeah. things.
Wrecks things. And so point being, obviously, is just that, is that those big bodies are so hard to find.
Well, when those guys step to the line of scrimmage, Huttmacher, Robinson, yeah. and Butler, yeah. that's a good look.
That's a good look yeah. group.
That's yeah. what it should look like.
Yeah, it's a good look. What was his number again? Where did Ty go?
Ty went in the third round.
I think it was third round.
Yeah, I think it was third. But anyway. I'm surprised you
double check it. But I think it was
I'm surprised he wasn't higher. I said
well,
that.
Well, no, I got news
I
for you.
I said it prior to that, before the draft.
Sorry,
right?
Fourth round.
I felt he should have been much higher, somewhere in the second, because you just the only reason is you don't find those bodies. And how did the Eagles just win the Super Bowl? Just by a front that was
two
just
fronts.
Yeah. You just on both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, O line, but their D line was just a wrecking crew.
Well, and their offensive line, Jake helped me, but I think they might be the best offensive line in the NFL.
They're not. Eagles? They're not yeah. one. They're two.
Yeah, Lane Johnson, so right Mailata, yeah. Cam Jurgens,
Mass. They do it.
Very
they,
good.
They do it up front.
Mass kicks ass. So I'm surprised that someone because I'm just looking at Ty Robinson from coaching him and watching him. I'm like, just watch his movement skills. And he's 290, 6'5". Those guys, they're not around.
I watched him.
Just try finding him. There's not a man around.
He was a fourth rounder, but it should be noted that he only fell to the fourth round. The Eagles were going to take him in the third, and then there was a trade. He was a third rounder, essentially. They just nudged him into the fourth round. So you're right. He was essentially drafted in the third round. Yeah.
No, he wasn't. The round's the round. No, stop. And I'm not being. I am bragging up that he should have been earlier like that. But the fourth is the fourth. So you don't get to be. Essentially, he was a first rounder that got bumped to the fourth. That's not how it works. Stop. Just shutty.
They were going to take him in the third.
He's a fourth round draft pick.
What is going on here? Why is Matt?
Coach Rule's here.
Why is Matt Rule?
Come on in. Throw a headset on. Here, Sip, give him yours.
Yeah.
Slide one over.
We got a special guest. This is a surprise here for the stool today. Out of nowhere. We got Matt Rule, head coach of Nebraska, is in the coach.
You can sit for 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Good morning, Coach. How are you? How's the offseason going?
What offseason?
I mean, you're busy like, heck in June, I guess. Yeah, right
June is like Bill, they ruined June, man.
trust me. We've talked about on the show numerous times, Coach, about the pure torture of June. Matter of fact, we talked about the head coach schedule today, about between your schedule of new legislation going on, your team, new team you're trying to create, that's an overload.
Yeah, we're not going to make you talk much. Because your voice is a little rough.
Yeah, well, you know, we had they did a great job yesterday. We had the camp. You know, she got game for all the young ladies.
Oh yes,
and we were able to get high school girls there yesterday. Now we have youth camp today. So today, two sessions today, and then two sessions again next week. So we're getting after it, which is
so
good. Though
you're getting coffeed up at the mill.
Yeah, I mean, I live right here on 10th and O. So. I walk over people.
Would you be willing to come on every day? Is there something that you'd be able to do?
You know, actually, I got a lot of things to say. You know, yeah, so
if you please every Friday, at least before a game, Coach, we'd love to have you. It'd be a riot.
That'd be great.
That would be fun. Yeah. I people don't know that. Obviously, this is the home of 93.7, the Ticket. Uh-huh. But this is my favorite coffee shop right here. So
the Mill,
unbelievably friendly, and I have dogs. I have three big dogs, and I can. We can sit outside and have coffee. So
these are things I didn't know. You have three big dogs. What kind of dogs?
I am a person. I have two big dogs and one little one. I have a big press yeah. Canario, like it's a Spanish Massive. It looks like a cane corso, Nala. And she comes to the building sometimes, walks around with me. And then I have Roxy, who's a German Shepherd. And then we have a little Eddie, who's a Jack.
So coaches can have dogs legally.
Yes. I have daughters, dogs. I watch TV.
Yeah, it does all kinds of stuff. This is incredible. Drinks coffee.
Wait a second. He fit in on the stool very well because we often talk about our dog.
Yeah.
I judge people in the world based. There's dog people and not dog people.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we have one problem in this room right now.
We have a problem.
I don't have a problem.
Jake's the problem.
No, you don't have to have a dog. I'm saying people who don't like dogs. And then you better have a great story. Like I got bit. Something. Then I'm fine with
I got bit once. By
don't try making stuff up.
But I love dogs, though. I don't have one.
Jake's making stuff up.
No, I never said I didn't like dogs.
You've never said you're going to get one.
I love Bullet.
Jake's fine.
He's fine.
No, Jake's fine.
Ridiculous.
He's fine. No, we're not calling.
So what's the topic today? What are we talking about today?
We had all kinds of things going today. But while you're here, the hottest topic going, can you hit a little bit on just your thoughts and what's going through with Troy Dannon and the settlement? And it sounds like it's a lot, but then there's a lot of gray area with it. Is there anything you could add from someone that you're – we're just sitting out here in a studio. You live it every day.
It's like implementing a whole new tax code and there's 700 pages, but they've only sent you 100. Mm-hmm. I don't even know when there's going to be, I think one portal. I don't even know when it's going to be, which obviously affects I think the whole problem is the financial year is July 1st to June 30th, but the season ends in January.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the portal in January.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get kids being paid by two different universities in the same year. So, which, it does not happen in the NFL. The NFL, there's a league year, and the financial year starts over. So it's just and it's because they're trying to do it for all sports. If you think about the NFL, you can carry your money over. So I have a salary cap of $240 million. If I spend $230, I carry $10 over. I have an advantage mm-hmm. the next year. That does not exist as of right now in this model. So all the advantages of being a well-thought-out team are not necessarily there, though there'll be some. So we're just trying to figure out, hey, when's the portal? Because you want to time out your payments with that.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So yeah, I mean, right now there's a lot of like hurry up and wait, like wait till they tell us this, wait till they tell us that. But at least it's progress. At least, you know, hopefully, I mean, this year in college sports, there are $17 million basketball rosters. There's basketball rosters. There are $17 million. You know, sometimes people will say something, I'm sure people say things about me, LOL, but they'll say something about Fred. I'm like, well, he doesn't have a $17 million roster, so leave him alone. Like there's going to be seven. So that what's going to happen though is those things are going to shrink. If the NIL market value measure comes into effect, so it's going to be really, really interesting over the next couple months. Like June 23rd, we're planning on going on vacation as coaches and getting away a little bit. And I have a feeling I'll be like sitting on the beach with like this huge book, reading like all the new rules because you know it's my job to know them. We're lucky. Troy is one of those guys in college sports who's like an influencer. He's got a lot to say. So he usually knows things ahead of time. So I'm blessed to have him, you know, in front of me to kind of lead the way.
How much does your general manager help in this world?
Oh, it's, I mean, night and day because, you know, at the end of the day, what's happened now is that players and parents have begun to associate the amount you pay them with the way you think about them. And there's really two different things. Like, you know, I can love and care for you. I can believe that you're a wonderful person. I can believe that you're going to be a great player someday. But there's only so much money, and if you have a good team, you have to kind of pay everybody. So you might feel like you're worth $400,000, but you know we might have you slotted not because of you, but because of your position and at $140,000. And so that can be very, very emotional. It's like when I go through my contract stuff, I don't have those conversations. I mean, I might have them in the very. It's an agent who does it because you know, Troy or whichever AD I have might have to say like, well, Matt hasn't won this game, he hasn't won that game, and if you said it to my face, I'd get very upset and angry. It's better to have a proxy there. So the GM for me is the proxy in terms of the conversations.
Yes.
And Pat is brilliant, right? He's been doing this forever. So he's basically, you know, hey, this is the salary cap, 1 year, 5%. But, you know, he can figure it all out in terms of the value and deal with agents. I mean, there's agents now. So it's a whole new ballgame.
This is wonderful.
Is it when you run into do kids understand that when they talk about the values, coach, of that a left guard's not the same as a pass rusher, and the positions are different.
Yeah, do the kids understand?
Do the kids understand that? Because you all know in the draft, like, well, I love that everyone's a first rounder, but 80 guys think they're a first round draft pick. When we all know that 10 pass rushers are going to go, left tackles, quarterbacks. Do kids understand that now?
Maybe a couple do, but for the most part, I'd say no. Like I'd say every year that I've been a college coach, both head coach and assistant. And Bill, you'd know this better than me. Most kids, I'll say like, hey, you know, coming up to the draft, is there about to get drafted? Hey, you know, they're like, oh, my agent says I'm this. And I've rarely had a guy drafted it where the agent says. It's always later. Because you could be worthy of a second round grade. They might say, hey, you're a second round grade, but there might be 50 guys who have that grade. And they can't draft 50 guys in the second round. And so you always end up sliding later. Like, you know, I went out to Ty Robinson's house during the third round of the draft, you know, and hoping he'd get drafted in the third round. And I was actually texting back and forth with Howie Roseman. And I was like, you need to take him here. And they traded out of that pick. You know, I think they probably would have taken the traded out of the pick. There's so many moving parts. And so, you know, Ty doesn't get drafted that night. He ends up getting drafted the next morning. And it worked out perfectly for him because he's in the best place for him. But you always go a little later than maybe you thought. And I think it's the same thing here. Like, you have all these people in your ear telling you stuff, and you employ them. So they are telling you what you want to hear. I don't know that our guys understand that. A lot of our guys still don't, you know, I tell our guys, when the portal opens, you know, you want to make decisions about money, then you better understand money. You know, I get up in front of them, I say, hey, if person A makes $300,000 in Lincoln, Nebraska, and person B makes $200,000 in Lincoln, Nebraska, that's a $100,000 difference. And after taxes and take-home pay, what's the difference between what they make? And they'll all say 100 grand. I'm like, no, it's like a $60,000 difference because they don't understand the money and taxes and, you know, so it's just so many things happening. My job is to try to educate them, but it's hard.
So you are the head coach. You have summer camps. You have
getting angry text from Ed Foley right now. Where are you?
Okay, one more question.
But technically you could be late because you are the head coach. So.
Yeah, but on the youth camp, my first job is to take pictures
speech.
With it. I take pictures with every kid.
You better get
going.
Well, I kind of lost my train of thought. But what I was thinking out loud, you have camps. You have this new tax code to learn. I always forget. Now, we were talking on Sunday. I almost forgot. Yeah, you have a team to coach. What's June like? Do you ever have that thought in your head? Is, you know what? I do a lot of things that don't even pertain to my own team in the summer.
Yeah, I make sure. I've always.
Do you know what I'm saying?
100%. No, I think you're exactly. Like, I've seen a lot of coaches who use June purely for recruiting. I will not let us run our camps as an afterthought. To me, a camp, number one, is I'll get to our team in a second, but our camp, I send out this long message to our coaches, like the way we run our camp is indicative of who we are as a coaching staff.
Yep.
The intentionality, the attention to detail, all those things. And those kids are coming. There'll be some guys that'll be, you know, worthy of playing at Nebraska, and you'll find some diamonds in the rough. Last year, at our team camp, Connor Shutt, you know, he ended up walking on from Newman. He's going to be an unbelievable player. He's 4'5".
You got him at Rush Inn now?
We've kind of moved him back and forth, and he wanted to stay at Rush Inn. He's 240 pounds. He's going to be 250. You know, he runs 4'5", can jump 38 inches, explosive. So you find diamonds in the rough. You find guys like that. But there's a lot of kids that will never play for Nebraska, and it's their chance to be there. So we take that seriously. We take the official visit seriously. Like, if the parents want to stay out and talk, I'm going to stay out and talk till the last parent's done. With our team,
yes.
I think a lot of coaches neglect that. I do not want to neglect that. So we do football-based things like 3 times a week, and I trust our coaches. The great thing is I don't feel like I have to, like, be there watching everybody. Like, Daniel Holgerson doesn't need Matt Rule watching him to do an elite job. Mm-hmm. You know, Eck doesn't need that. Certainly Butler doesn't need it. You know, Snow, I mean, Snow's been telling me to leave him alone for 12 years, 13 years. Like, I know what I'm doing. So, but I can still be around. What it allows me to do, and having a great strength coach like Corey, I can go down the lifts and, you know, I can be fun, you know, fun Matt. Like, I always tell the guys, there's Coach Rule and there's Matt. Mm-hmm. And when a fight breaks out of practice, Coach Rule has to yell, but mm-hmm. Matt kind of smiles inside, right? Yeah. Like, there's different sides. I get to be Matt a little bit, and I think that's important that they see me. I go sit in the meal rooms. Like, today I'm taking a couple guys golfing. I'm the worst golfer you've ever seen. But I'm taking, like, you know, Bodie Sukup's a scratch golfer, Heinrich's an elite golfer, Riley. They took some of our recruits out this week, and I'll take them out today for a little bit. That's a lot of time, but I think it's an important investment, both into the football of the team, but also just into the relationships that you build in the summer. I think now, especially when guys are getting paid, the relational part is more important than ever, because you know, they need to know that their head coach cares.
One last, I just got to ask, Coach, what's it like? I just got the tail end of the NIL part of it. What do you feel it's like in the locker room? Because there's definitely now there, because you've been in the NFL locker rooms, but everyone knows if you're you know, all of a sudden you're a fourth round pick and you go to the NFL like that, this is what you're going to make. And these guys are making more, and that's just what it is. What do you feel locker rooms are like? Because they're very more NFL-ish now because there actually is people getting paid.
I think the biggest difference is in the NFL, everyone's getting paid, and everyone's getting paid a lot. Just some are more than others. In college, not everyone's getting paid. In fact, very few are getting paid. You know, and then only a few are getting paid significantly. So that can tear locker rooms apart. I think it is everywhere. I think, like, you know, on our last visit, our players, like, engulfed. They were working out Friday morning in the competition. They engulfed the recruits. Like, hey, we want you to come here. Like, it was so powerful that we had kids say, like, I've been on all these visits. I've never seen anything like that. So I think we work very hard to create a special culture that's like, hey, we all want to eat. But, you know, you know, we eat what we kill in this program. And, you know, I'll point out to them, like, hey, you know, John Butler makes over $1 million. And his you know, defensive QC makes probably 40,000. And you know what? They both want to make $1 million. And Noah works the same amount of hours, works just as hard, has the same standard of work. If they're both not good enough. I'm going to light him up. Like, they both have everything's the same, except at the end of the day, he makes this and he makes that. It's because of their roles. And so instead of Noah complaining about it, he just has to go through the process and get to there. We try our best. I think we're doing it pretty well, to be quite honest. Every once in a while, you have someone who can't handle it, and they'll go. They have to go in the portal. You know, you can make a ton of money in the portal, but we had a lot of guys that went into the portal this past year for good reasons that got made a certain amount of money, and then at the end of spring are not making that money anymore. Either got cut, or some of the kids that would have gotten cut, but the 105 didn't go through. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just always warning our players, like, be careful with fast money, because fast money, you know. So it can definitely ruin the locker room, Bill. I think you have to work at it. You have to be very intentional with it. And, you know, you have to make sure that when you bring a guy in for a high dollar number, he's the right type of person. We don't need a bunch of Ferrari driving, Lamborghini driving guys. Yeah. We need a bunch of blue collar guys. And I think, you know, when your star players, forget the money, when your star players, the Dillons, the Jacorys, now Emmett's, those guys, when they're good guys, I walk out to the girls' camp yesterday and I got Emmett Johnson out there. I've got Keona Davis out there. I've got Dillons out there. And you know, they posted, I'm sure, Dillon talking to the girls. He doesn't just talk and leave. You know, someone said something the other day, like, you know, well, Dillon gets paid to go. Dillon does not get paid by anyone to go to these local high schools to talk. Dillon does not get paid to come to camp. Dillon does not get paid to do anything. In fact, when Dillon goes those things, he sees me, he's got me in his ear, like, you know, ripping him about, hey, why, you know, make sure these guys do this, make sure these guys do that. It's more a cultural thing, and we're lucky to have, I think, that. I talk a lot.
Wow. No, that's great. Well, you just wrote a column for me. I needed that. I needed a Sunday column.
You need a Sunday column, and now he's got
it. So why do you have McDonald's coffee if the mill's right
now? That's a great question.
They're not open when we get here.
Okay. And you know what?
Thank you, Bill.
I saw you struggling.
I do believe on the road, that is the best coffee when you're not recruiting, McDonald's coffee.
There it is.
Coach,
thanks for the surprise visit.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Coffee better be free, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's on the house. Put it on us.
On us. All right.
Wow, that was
surprise
nice.
Visit from Matt Rule in studio. That was nice.
That was I bet
nice.
You wish you had a dog, Jake.
Oh, sorry.
I got a glare today. I got a very stern glare.
Well, it's time.
I never was opposed to dogs.
No, you're not. I know you're not. You've always been very kind to Bullet and kind to Sugar. Yeah,
right. I love when Sugar visits. I haven't seen Bullet for a long time.
She has been down.
She has
Sugar
been
has
here.
Been in the studio 3 or 4 times.
Bring her back. Have them both come down.
I love when Sugar visits.
Hope you enjoyed that surprise visit from Matt Rule. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.